Who is thinking about the world after Trump? We need to do that, because Trump is a temporary phenomenon. All tyrants are, and I think that Trump is a tyrant. And there is always a world after a tyrant, because they always fail. We don't know the cost of his failure as yet. We don't know who will pay the price for it. We know that some people are already. But let's face reality. The time will come when he will be a very nasty memory and we have to move on. But the point is, unless we prepare for that moment now, will we have the instruments in place to ensure that the world can recover as fast as it should and to put in place the forms of governance that we require to be able to manage international relations once stability, hopefully, returns? We've been here before. It happened during the Second World War. We obviously faced an enormous crisis. The Allies in that war, the UK, the USA, Canada, France, other states, came together from 1943 onwards to talk about how the world would be organized once Hitler was dispatched. Now, I'm not pretending, and let's be clear about this, that Trump and Hitler are directly comparable, because they're not. But both created chaos that did and will give rise to a need for a new world order. And in some sense, Trump is the consequence of the people of the USA realizing that the world order they were facing was no longer sustainable. And a great many people around the world would actually agree with that. It isn't sustainable as it was. Neoliberalism has driven the world to a point where, frankly, most people are suffering in some way as a consequence of the increasing wealth divide in the world, the increasing threat from climate change in the world, and the increasing international tensions in the world arising because we have a few mad oligarchs trying to drive the world into a position where stability is threatened. So we need to come up with a new order that will manage these risks. A new order that will deliver stability and justice and equity and sustainability and fairness for developing countries. All of those things being equally important and having to be balanced in whatever setup we come up with. And this new order will require new world organizations. What's very clear is that the 1945 settlement orders, which were created with good intention, are probably at the end of their lives. However useful the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have been, we now need a structure which recognizes the needs of developing countries and does not exploit them by requiring, for example, that they always borrow in dollars. We need something that recognizes these countries have currencies of their own in which they should be allowed to trade. The United Nations is dominated by a Security Council that reflects the main participants in World War II. And that makes no sense in the current world. We should actually not have vetoes for the UK, for France, for the US and Russia, because they don't need that status anymore. The World Trade Organization very clearly needs to find a new trade order, which it's failed to do for nearly 30 years now, because Trump has disrupted everything. And I could move on. The World Health Organization might need to actually think about how we actually cure illnesses rather than simply maintain them for the benefit of pharmaceutical companies. The International Labour Organization needs to start protecting workers. So these organizations need a radical kick up the backside at the very least and a major reorganization so that everyone in the world is fairly represented within them. And so we do get a new world order that does reflect the requirements of everyone, and not just a few wealthy nations. Now, this has to therefore be a post-colonial settlement. That is what we're looking for after Trump. But who's doing the thinking to do this? Where is the Lord Keynes, who was one of the main architects of the Bretton Woods Agreement, thinking from the 1930s onwards about how we could organize the world after a war? And he was something of a specialist in that. He basically financed the UK through both the First World War and the Second World War, and then thought about what to do afterwards, even if he died at the end of World War II and never saw his settlement come into place. Where is that thinking taking place? Where are the discussions taking place? Where is the diplomacy happening? Where is there this way of trying to cooperate? The UK can't even agree with the EU about anything, and it's our biggest trading partner. We're outside it rather than talking to it. We can't agree with other countries around the world, even though we head one of the largest international organisations, the Commonwealth. And yet, what does it stand for? It's hard to know. The USA is not going to be using its previous economic power to influence the world in its favour in any new international settlement, because Trump has destroyed confidence in that country. But somewhere, we need world leaders who can stand out from the crowd and lead that crowd towards some form of international agreement. We desperately need that agreement. It's got to happen. But unless we start the process rolling right now, when Trump is not at his worst, and I very much doubt he is as yet, and when the implications of Trump have not yet been fully seen, and I very much doubt that is the case as yet, then we're not going to be ready when he falls, whenever that might be. And he will most certainly fall. There may be a cost. There may be a dramatic cost before that happens. But fall he will. And then we've got to be ready. But right now, we most definitely aren't. And we need to start thinking about it.